My. This week has gotten away from us, and here it is on Friday, and we'll be sharing Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 29 today. And these are the final warnings that bring Jesus' Sermon on the Mount to a close, and his teachings amaze the crowd. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. And so let us begin. Be on your guard against false prophets. They come to you looking like sheep on the outside, but on the inside they are really like wild wolves. You will know them by what they do. Thorn bushes do not bear grapes, and briars do not bear figs. A healthy tree bears good fruit, but a poor tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a poor tree cannot bear good fruit. And any tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. So then you will know the false prophets by what they do. Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do what my Father in heaven wants them to do. When the judgment day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, in your name we spoke God's message. By your name we drove out many demons and performed many miracles. Then I will say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you wicked people. So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rains poured down, the rivers flooded over, the winds blew hard against that house, but it did not fall because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded over, the winds blew hard against that house, and it fell. And what a terrible fall that was. When Jesus finished saying these things, the crowd was amazed at the way he taught. He wasn't like the teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. Today's key verse is Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, where Jesus said, So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. You know, it's interesting that in both of the illustrations that Jesus uses here about the foolish man building his house on the rock and the wise man building his house on the rock and the foolish man building his house on sand, the labor is the same. They built, they worked hard, they invested the same amount of labor, but it was the foundation, the everything that held that up, that was the basis for that house, that was the difference. And so we'll find in the end that many people have worked hard, but their hard work has been based on false doctrine, hasn't been based on the Word of God. And because of that, all of their hard work is for nothing. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you teach with authority. May I always listen for your voice and obey your words. Guide me today as I seek to do your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, as I said, our time together this week has come to an end. Join me Monday morning when we open Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse 1, and we begin to study Jesus' teachings about observing the Sabbath. Until then, God bless you.